Singing tonight, say amen.
Amen.
If you didn't, I don't know. Somebody said if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Amen. Take your Bible and turn with me tonight to Psalms chapter number 26. Psalms chapter number 26. I'm glad I'm a child of the King, aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. I said I'm glad I'm a child of the King. There's times I don't behave like I'm His. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm His. Can I get a witness right there? Amen. My children don't always please me. Sometimes they disappoint me. But they're still my children. Amen. I kind of like to be a child that would please his father. Amen. Psalms chapter number 26, I'm going to read this entire chapter and because it's good. But I just want to share with you a simple thought tonight. David said in Psalms 26, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity." Now, let's just stop right there. David is asking God to do something that I'm afraid we rarely do. He's asking God to check him out. Judge me, God. Weigh me in the balances. If there's fault in me, God, find it. Most of us want to cover it. Blame it on somebody else. But here the sweet psalmist of Israel crawls up in the lap of the Heavenly Father and says, "Judge me." We seem to carry the attitude of how dare anybody judge me. Judge not, lest you be judged. Judge not, lest you be judged. You ever had anybody do that to you? I wonder how often in our prayer life do we ask God to judge us? And that's what David does. And I thought about that as I was reading it this afternoon. And I thought, Lord, I don't know in my heart if that's something I really want to ask. Maybe that's a little bit too honest for you, but God starts pointing out all my faults, I might get discouraged. But if I don't allow God to judge me, how can they ever have hope of being fixed? Amen. So I went ahead and said, "Lord, judge me." Can I get a witness? He said, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity." He said, "I have also trusted in the Lord. Therefore I shall not slide." He said, "Examine me, O Lord, prove me, try my reins and my heart." He's asking God to look deeper than his actions. Are you listening to me? He's asking God not only to try his reins, but his heart. Deep inside that place that nobody knows but he and God. He said, "For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with disassemblers or dissemblers." He said, "I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house." Amen. Boy, that'd be good if we could say that. A lot of people say amen to that on Sunday morning, but they wouldn't come back Sunday night. "And the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity." There's probably some preaching in that statement right there. "I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me." He said, "My foot standeth in an even place." Yeah. in the congregations will I bless the Lord. Sometimes you ought to just take some time out of your day and read you a couple of chapters in the book of Psalms. There's something special about that book that'll help you. It'll help your spirit. It will. It'll help your attitude. Old Brother Hiles used to say, he said, I read Psalms and Proverbs every day. He said, Proverbs keeps me honest. Psalms keeps me sweet. There's truth in that. It's hard to read much through the Psalms and walk off with a bad attitude. Amen. It will lift your spirit. But in verse number 1, I want to read it again where he said, Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not, say that last word with me, slide. You know what that word slide means, don't you? It means to lose ground or to lose traction, to slip. Amen. Let's try putting a word, we're not Bible correctors around here, but let's try putting another word in front of slide. Back. How about that? He said, therefore I shall not slide. You know that's what backsliding is. Is a moving away from God or a moving away from a place where you used to stand firm, but now you have slowly slidden away. Brother Neil preached on Sunday night and I have not been able to get that thought out of my mind. He came to our country from Australia. He stood here on Sunday night and he talked about the holiday that you and I will celebrate on Saturday, the 4th of July, the day that America won her independence from England. And we make much over that independence. Brother Neil said, I'm afraid in America that we're seeing in our churches where people are even becoming independent from God and the church. And I thought, boy, you're exactly right. David said, I have trusted also in the Lord. He said, I shall not slide. What kept David from sliding or moving from where he was? It was where he had his trust or his dependence. Yeah. Amen. I wonder how often we really depend on God. How often we really depend on God. I wonder how much we'd depend on God if we all had $1 million in the bank. Perfect health in our body. Nothing wrong, nowhere. I wonder how much we would depend on God. David said over and over, I went through the Knaves Talkbook Bible this afternoon and looked how many times, I meant to count them up and I never did, but over and over and over and over and over again, this man made the statement, in thee do I put my trust. Amen. In thee have I trusted. That word trust and trusted is found in the Psalms more than anywhere else in the Bible. Over and over, David was saying, God, I am totally dependent upon you. Amen. Do you ever think about just what do we depend on God for? We've got areas in our life where we want God's hand and where we want God's blessing. But then we have areas in our life that we really don't want God fooling around with. I ain't in here by myself. I said, then we've got areas where we don't want God poking too much. Amen. Sometimes I'm afraid we're slipping and sliding because our trust is not at the level that it ought to be. Our dependence on God is not where it ought to be. Preacher, what should we depend on God for? Let me sum it up with one word. Everything. Everything you and I ought to depend on God for. Taking nothing for granted. Taking nothing for granted. The breath you breathe. Did you know your life depends on the mercy of God? Do you know how many times most of you today came within 6 feet of death? Every time you pass a vehicle on that road, you know what that is? That's God's mercy that it didn't cross into your line of traffic. Amen. We don't think about that, do we? We just think we got in a car and we drove to church. God bless me for showing up. God blessed you already.
Yeah. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
We need to pick up our level of dependence. Quit thinking we're this and we're that.
Amen.
You know what the Lord said? You know what He said you could do without Him?
Nothing.
Nothing. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. So that means everything I do. That includes walking across this platform. Amen. My dear brother sitting right back there tonight in the wheelchair. That should just as well be me. But because of God's mercy, hey, I need to depend on Him for that next step. I need to depend on Him for that next breath. I need to depend on Him for that next touch. I need to depend on Him for that next relationship. I need to depend on Him for everything in my life.
Amen.
Proud to be an independent American. Proud to be an independent Baptist. Right?
Yeah.
But let's not become independent of God. Thank God for our nation's independence. But let's not ourselves personally become dependent from God. I'll give you three things right fast and we'll pray. We need to make sure we depend on God for our strength. For our strength, we need to make sure that we depend on God for our strength. David said his strength was in the Lord. Amen. That's where his strength was. I mean, boy, we come, I don't know about you, but sometimes I come in here weak as water. Run down, wrung out, and wore out. Feel like the devil has rode me hard and put me up wet. Can I get a witness? Y'all wake up tonight. Nothing deep and theological tonight, but I don't know about you. I need strength.
Amen.
Not just strength to walk, but strength to stand.
Amen.
We choose these positions in the Lord and convictions in our lives. You can't stand there by yourself. You're not strong enough. Are you listening to me? You are not strong enough.
Amen.
Seems like every now and then I hear people talking about other people and I hear the statement like, bless God, I bet you I never. You better be careful.
Amen. Yes, amen.
It never fails when you hear about these preachers that mess up in adultery. The preachers who run their mouths about them most are usually next.
Amen.
That's true. I could give you a list right now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
They're usually the ones that are next. We better be careful what we say, what we ought to do, what we ought to do when we see people falter and see people fail. Oh, God, help me.
Amen.
Have you ever seen somebody that in your eyes was spiritually stronger than you thought yourself? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Somebody that maybe even you looked up to as a Christian. And you saw or heard
that they've done something that you've never dreamed of, and it just seemed like it hit you in the gut. What I'm saying is you better get your own strength. The Bible said when Saul was after David, that David strengthened himself in the Lord. Amen. There's going to be days we're going to have to say, God, I need strength. I'm beat down. I'm discouraged. I'm wore out. I'm tired of this. God, I need some strength. Amen. We need to depend on Him for that strength. We need strength for what we've got to face in this life.
Yes, sir. You're right. Amen.
I'm a young couple. Terry, Stacy, how old are y'all?
34.
Huh? 34. I won't, that's not polite. Oh, you're the same, 34. 34 years. You know how much bad junk you got to face before you die? Caleb, you just had a birthday. How old are you?
22.
22 years old. You squirt.
Yes.
22. Between 22 and 45, do you know how many hard, horrible days I've had to walk? What I'm trying to say is if you've got some things you're going to have to face in this life, and without God there to give you strength, you won't make it through it.
Amen.
You may even make the phone call like Sister Sheila did to her preacher and say, I cannot do this. You know what she had to have? She had to have strength. Because in any minute, her cancer-ridden daughter was going to walk through the door and need her mama. Did God give you some strength?
Amen.
Didn't He do it over and over and over and over and over? I wonder how many nights that Brother David sat and watched his wife moan and groan, her body racked with pain, and thinking, how much longer can we do this? God, we need your strength for what we are having to face. It'd suit me if we never walked in another funeral home.
Amen.
Thrill me absolutely to death. I hate them. I hate to see the heartache. I hate to see the tears. But if the Lord tarries His coming, we'll go again. We'll go again. You know what we're going to need? We're going to need strength for what we've got to face in the future. Listen, I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but this world's not getting better. I'm sorry, it's not. It's not getting better. What's the forecast, preacher? Worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Man's theology says that man started out way down here and boy, look how he's climbed. According to the Bible, the opposite is true. Man started out way up here. Way up here in the Garden of Eden in a body that would have lived forever. Perfect. That's where man started. Man didn't start in a mud hole somewhere as a tadpole. Crawl up out of a mud hole somewhere and sprout legs and a tail, climb a tree and eat some bananas and then turn into a man. That ain't the way it happened. Man started out perfect. God said, let us create him in our image. God said, we're going to make him like us. Man was doing all right. And he's slowly been going downhill ever since. This world's been in existence for 6,000 years. I don't care what they say on the Discovery Channel. I believe the book.
Amen.
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 I'll just go back to the Maker. Amen.
Yeah.
6,000 years this thing's been around here. 6,000 years.
Yeah.
Do you know how much has happened just in the last 150? Every technology we know of, everyone, there's none over 200 years old. In 6,000 years, 200 is a very short time.
Yeah.
compared to 6,000. Would you agree? Here's what I'm trying to say. Over the last 200 years, we've become less and less dependent on God and more dependent on ourselves. Remember the scare of the Y2K and all the computers was going to crash? People were going nuts, man. Why? Because that's what they depend on. We better trust God for what we're going to face. Because we're going to face some hard days ahead. Whether they're financial, whether they're physical, I promise you, there are going to be some more spiritual battles ahead of us. So we better trust God for our strength, for what we've got to face. But we better trust God for strength to fight what we've got to fight.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
We better trust God for strength to fight what we've got to fight. The Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion. I don't mean to sound mean or arrogant, but there ought to be some fight in us.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely, brother.
They ought to be a scrappy side to us.
Yeah.
There's some things we have that are worth defending.
Yeah.
Amen. This baby down here blowing her nose. That child is beautiful. Her mother is trying to raise her all on her own. I grew up just like that. Do you know how hard this world is fighting to get her?
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Do you have any idea?
Amen.
They're coming out with something different every day to pull that child away from her God and away from her mother and destroy her life. The only thing standing between her and hell is a mama with some grit in her crawl. You hear what I'm saying? A little fight that God's placed down inside. We're going to have strength to fight that fight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know what they're doing? They're making drugs that look like Skittles. Why? So they'll appeal to them. We better fight.
Amen.
We better fight. I don't make nobody mad, but if we don't ask God to give us strength to fight, it's going to be our boys hanging out like hoodlums down here on the sidewalk on Saturday night.
Right.
So I'll let my kid go down there. You let your kid go down there, you've quit fighting.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever made this statement? I'm just tired of fighting.
Yes. Amen.
I'm just tired of fighting. Especially when it comes to children, you know how much easier it is to say, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Come on.
Yeah.
Go on. You tired of it?
Yeah.
We better ask God to give us strength.
Yes, sir.
To fight the fight that we've got to fight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The devil's going to send some smooth, slick-talking, educated, demon-possessed individual in this place.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. And he's going to slip around behind me and Brother Charles and behind Brother Freddie. And he's going to do his best to convince you that this book we're preaching out of ain't right. You say, oh, that'll never happen here. You out of your mind. You are out of your mind. That Rick Warren crowd and the purpose-driven church, they send out cell groups and plant them in churches just like this.
Amen.
To do what? To destroy what we've stood for so long. We better fight.
Amen.
We better fight. We lose that, we're done.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We lose that, we're done. You say, oh, we have a great church because of the talent we have and the preacher we have. No, we have a great church because of the God we have and because of the book we have. And this world don't like it anymore. They don't want our God. They don't want our spirit. And they sure don't want our book. So we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and say, smutty face, you bring it on. Bless God. We'll bust your nose by the grace of God. Amen. Well, that's going to take strength. I ride by these churches that got more money and they got sense. Whew. Me and Brother Freddie, I won't even say where it's at, but it's in within driving distance of here. We stopped, I believe, we stopped and walked through a sanctuary just up the road that seat 3,500 people. You remember? You know what I'm talking about, right? Theater seating. Wow. What draws that crowd in there? My wife got hold of a CD of one of their services. I started checking that thing out. I know what drew them in there. They have a concert every service. Do you know how easy it'd be to go? Can't hurt nothing. Let's give it a try. I mean, boy, we got some people that can do it.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't even have to try to get nobody. We got them right here. These boys can jam. I'm here to tell you. Are you listening? No, we're going to have to fight that. We're going to have to fight that. But to fight this fight, we're going to have to depend on God for our strength. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You see, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
There's a lot we have to face in this life that is bigger than you and I, but there's nothing we'll ever face that's bigger than our Savior, that's bigger than our God, or more powerful than His power. I'm here to tell you tonight, let's get back to the place where we depend on God. God, give me strength.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what David said? Help, Lord. You ever found yourself there?
Amen.
We're going to have to depend on God for our strength. We're going to have to depend on God for our substance. Our substance, what we have. Substance, clothes on our back.
Amen.
Shoes on our feet. Food in our belly.
Amen.
Amen. Son, I went down to the store today, me and Brother Todd. Sister Ashley, Brother Todd's been over there painting on my house. And we went down to the store. Man, if y'all want to know a good place to eat, Patriots Gas Station on 61. Best restaurant in this town. I'm serious. Every day they got a lunch buffet. They had country fried steak and gravy today. We said the blessing. We got done eating. I wanted to pray again. Just thank God for it. Man, it was good. Amen. Can I get a witness, Brother Todd? That was good stuff. Amen. But we need to depend on God for that. You ever watch them on television? Watch the 700 Club? When they go into all these third world countries and the streets are filled with starving children? You ain't even got to leave America. I can go show you some of that. I can take you up in the hills of Kentucky, man. Show you children who hadn't eaten in days. What separates you from that? What separates you from the men that our guys will go down to the rescue mission and preach to every third Friday night? It's God's grace. That's all it is. The only thing between me and living in a box under a bridge on I-20 tonight is the matchless, marvelous grace of God. And I'm going to have to trust God for my substance, what I have. Mm-hmm. Look here. Some of you tore up over them bad boys right there, right now. Financial situation is in a mess. You better depend on God.
Amen.
You better depend on God.
Yes, sir, brother.
You better learn to trust God. You know what? The devil will open you a door too.
Amen.
You better make sure it's God you're trusting in for your substance. Amen. We okay tonight? Total dependence. God, I want to trust you for my strength. You know what Paul said? He said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He said, there's nothing good about me. If there's anything good about me, it's Jesus Christ and that's it. And if there's anything good about you, it's the Lord. And we need to be totally dependent on Him.
Amen.
For our strength, for our substance. Let me give you one more and we'll go to the house. Not only do we need to depend on God for our strength, for our substance, but we need to depend on God for our song. Our song, our happiness, our joy. I was sitting in there in the living room today. Brother Todd was in there painting my bedroom. Singing. I guess he just forgot I was there. Just singing. I sat there and got tickled. I said, man, that boy's happy. I sure am glad he's happy. He wasn't singing Sweet Home Alabama either. He wasn't singing the latest Garth Brooks song. He wasn't singing no Michael Jackson song neither. He was singing as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Making melody in his heart.
Amen.
Have you ever had them days when you didn't have nothing to sing about? When the children of Israel were taken captive, the enemy came to them and said, sing us one of your songs of Zion.
Yep.
Go ahead and sing for us now.
Yep.
They said, how can we sing in a strange land? The Bible said they hang their harps on the willows with no more song, no more joy. You know what the Bible says? The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
In this world we're living in, we need some joy. We need some joy. I don't know, over these last few couple of weeks, I've preached some messages that were pretty rough. I don't like doing that. Because I know how beat up you come in. I know how downtrodden you are. I want to just be able to give you some joy and some hope every time you come. Sometimes we just have to preach that way. But we need to trust God. I hope you ain't drawing all your joy from me. I hope you ain't. I hate to keep using Sister Sheila, but I'll never forget. Ashley had been diagnosed with the brain tumor and the throat cancer and the lung cancer, and she just eat up. She wasn't doing good at all. One Sunday morning, her eyes, Sister Sheila's eyes, were swelled, almost shut. You could tell she had cried and cried and cried and cried. I don't know what Brother Todd and Ashley and Elizabeth was singing, but they were singing something. And I saw her hands go up in the air. Wasn't long, she wasn't sitting no more, she was standing. She got to shouting. Probably hadn't been able to do that in days and days. But in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the trial, God said, that girl needs some joy. That girl needs some joy. She needs some happiness. She's going to fold up if she doesn't get it. She's down about as low as she can go. I mean, boy, isn't it almost like a shot of B12 when God comes by in the darkness, in the dismal days of your life, and gives you a little shot from the Holy Ghost of God. Boy, and it just brings a spark back in your soul again, and you feel like singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what David said? He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. You got a desire to be happy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You've got a desire to be happy. You know why funny movies are so popular? You know why there's so many sitcoms on TV? Well, people just want to feel better.
Amen.
The thing about a movie, when it's over, it's over.
Amen.
Thing about a TV show, when it's over, it's over.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But boy, when God gives you some joy,
amen, sir.
It's like that everlasting gobstopper.
Amen.
Man, you can just suck on it and suck on it and suck on it and suck on it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But we're going to have to depend on God for that. Because it's about the time you think the world's gave you some happiness, it snatches it away.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, amen.
Every single time.
Amen.
I did not lie to you. I didn't have this wrote down when I came in. This is a piece of paper Brother Warren handed me. I wrote that down while they were singing. I'm done tonight. Are we as dependent on God as we think we are? Or have we got a little bit too self-sufficient? I want to get back to the place where I just trust Him for everything. I don't mean I'm not going to work. I don't mean I'm not going to apply myself. But I just want to trust God for the finances of this church. We're in a mess, man. We need some money. I told the Lord again today. I said, Lord, I hate to keep bugging you, but I'm still waiting on that check. It ain't come yet. I'm sure you're well aware of that, but I just want you to know I ain't forgot.
Amen.
Amen.
There
was a time I'd go for days and just pray for some help. Lord, we just a little something. We can get $10,000, $5,000, whatever, God. I don't even ask that. I'd pay this thing off. Just be done with it. Won't fool with it no more.
Amen.
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 You say ain't that asking a little much? You gotta consider who I'm asking.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Oh, when it happens, I'm going to shout all over this place, but I ain't going to be shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Amen, bro. I ain't. Why? I'm depending on Him.
Yes.
Amen. I'm depending on Him. Let's stand our feet.